live from Grove Hill, the Premier Dental Arts Morning News Express, featuring Nate Saunders with the news, Diana Gibson traffic, and many others too numerous to mention. Now your hosts, Bob Miller and Ryan Hedrick.
Oh, yes, that's us. It's the Morning News Express.
How dare you?
That's what Frank will tell Ryan when he walks in and his like, feet sticking to the floor. How dare you?
I forgot to turn on my mic. I just texted a buddy of mine. We always send motivational texts and videos all day, and I have to look at the positive side of this. If spilling the tea on the pants and the board is the worst thing to happen to me all day, then I think I'm doing pretty well.
It's a good day.
In the grand scheme of things, yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can handle it, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. You'll I'm only going to get written up and dragged into HR and then lambasted for my careless behavior. Mm-hmm. By the way, congratulations to Christy Yingling, who said that she's never won anything. She did win the gift basket from Voila Specialties and other goodness. And I can't blame Mary Jean for bringing in the tea. How dare I even go down that path, right?
It's not her fault.
I know.
It's not her fault.
I'd like to blame people, though, Bob.
So my next question is did you take the lid off?
No. Okay. I didn't. It spilt with the lid on.
Oh, okay.
And why are we talking about this? The bosses are now listening.
Well, they're going to know anyway. You
no.
Tell them.
I'm not going to tell them.
They're just going to wonder, you know, what you did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I know.
Sorry about that.
Maybe it'll speed up getting new equipment. Wishful thinking.
No, you'll be like that. What was that movie with Kelsey Grammer and the submarine?
Oh, yeah.
Where you're going to be the guy who has to take off his socks, stick the wires between your toes, and flip the switch and hope it works.
Well, luckily, I didn't know Roger was still around. Now the boss is in the studio. I knew we shouldn't have talked about this.
No, it's not my fault.
I knew we shouldn't have. And now he's looking. Here, boss, get on the mic. Say hello.
We had a flood in here?
Which one works first?
We did have a flood.
Have him pick which one works.
Well, he's on mic.
Okay.
You got to put on the headphones to talk to Bob.
Yeah, Mike is on mic.
Yeah. Do I want to talk to Bob this early?
Yeah, you do. You do. So yeah, there was an accident in here, boss.
I told you this
disclosure.
Was a bad idea, Bob.
Yeah.
I told you.
I don't want to say anything, Mike, but did you know what Ryan did?
Oh, I've been listening for the past 45 minutes. Yeah.
Oh, no. Wow. Oh, no.
See, can you do us a favor and
how did he get it on the ceiling? Bob, how is it dripping off the ceiling? I don't understand what this guy does in here.
Well, when Ryan spills it, man, he goes all out. That's why you hired him, man.
That's his drink.
All out, 100%.
It's my drink of choice.
It's his drinking problem. It's popped up again.
Well, secretly, he said he wanted new equipment. So,
yes.
Like a new laptop, which he hopes the company will
pay for. I have a company laptop. It did not spill on the laptop. The laptop is elevated and out of harm's way. Wow. And it was literally, I mean, when you look in the trash can, it was only my notebook and then my iPhone 12, which is insured. So, it is what it is.
Oh, notebook, it was like an actual notebook and not like a notebook
computer. You're thinking it was a laptop notebook.
Yeah.
It was only a notebook full of notes and important interviews and my agenda for post-show. You know how that is.
Okay.
So,
no, I don't, actually.
Right? Yeah, so...
All right, I got to go call one of our clients, one of these disaster recovery type companies that come in here, and they might need a hazmat suit. I don't know. I know what Ryan's doing in here. Yeah. Have a good day, guys.
It's Mike Banks joining us. Always love talking to Mike Banks.
Yeah, I do, too.
It is 8:15 at WFMD. Well, we love talking about the Brunswick Railroaders, Bob, because both of their soccer teams are in the state finals tonight. We'll tell you all about it right now in sports at 8:16.
9:30 WFMB Sports Update.
All right, so the Brunswick Railroaders, easy for me to say, hopefully not easy for the competition to figure out. They will play Falston tonight, both the boys and girls teams in Baltimore at the Loyola Athletic Complex. The boys' game starts at 5. The girls' game starts at 7:30. Now to the NBA, where the Wizards took it on the chin last night, playing against the Charlotte Hornets, falling 97-87. Terry Rozier had 19. Miles Bridges scored 17. And the Washington Wizards announcing a contract extension for its general manager, Tommy Shepard, after the game. College basketball, George Mason upset number 20 Maryland, 71-66. Maryland's record dropping to 3-1. George Mason improved to 4-0. And the Caps getting the win against the Kings last night, 2-0, 8:17 at WFMD and WFMD.com.
It is the Morning News Express on WFMD. Good morning, 301-694-9363, 301-694-WFMD. Bob and Ryan getting the job done.
Yeah, Bob, there is a shocking story that the New York Post broke this morning. And before we get to the censure of a GOP guy in the House, ex-Jets running back Zach Stacy is accused of savagely beating his girlfriend. Now, for some reason, the New York Post has the video up on its website right now. But there's a federal warrant out for this guy's arrest. And I hope... I mean, this is so disgusting. And I'm watching him throw her into a TV in front of a child who's sitting on the sofa. Stacy is a 30-year-old. He played 8 games for the Jets in 2015. I'm not even going to say allegedly, because he did. I witnessed it with my own eyes. He punched his ex in the head several times before tossing her into a TV, and after coming over to see the baby, he kind of looks at the baby and walks away. This is so hard to watch. And you know, some of these guys get a pass, like Henry Ruggs III. I don't know if you have been following the Raiders case. He actually missed an alcohol test and remains a free man this morning for whatever reason.
That shouldn't happen, because he missed the test. He should automatically go to jail.
He should be in jail anyway. I mean, yep. He killed a lady and a dog going 150 miles an hour. You and I would not get the same kind of privilege and love that these guys get. But hopefully federal authorities find this guy sooner rather than later. It looks like he's a danger to society. And, you know, if you have a strong stomach for this stuff, go to the New York Post and type in X. Jets running back Zach Stacy beating his girlfriend. But there is another case of hypocrisy at its finest. Yesterday, the House voted to censure GOP Congressman Paul Gosar because of a violent video depicting him of killing New York Democrat AOC. So a great kind of a comeback by a Colorado congresswoman, Representative Lauren Boebert, because, of course, the left was up in arms because they've never depicted killing a Republican, right? Or inciting violence of any type, right? Of course they have. So here's Lauren Boebert, her rebuke yesterday. This is classic.
Democrat policies are so pathetic and have done so poorly that the left has nothing else to do but troll the internet looking for ways to get offended and then try to target members and strip them of their committees. This is a dumb waste of the House's time. But since the Speaker has designated the floor to discuss members' inappropriate actions, shall we? The Jihad Squad member from Minnesota has paid her husband, and not her brother husband, the other one, over $1 million in campaign funds. This member is allowed on the Foreign Affairs Committee while praising terrorists. A Democrat chairwoman incited further violence in the streets outside of a courthouse. And then the cherry on top. My colleague and 3-month presidential candidate from California, who is on the Intelligence Committee, slept with Feng Feng, a Chinese spy. Let me say that again. A member of Congress who receives classified briefings was sleeping with the enemy. This is unacceptable, and this would never be...
Gentlemen, time's expired. Gentlemen from Florida.
That has to be the best rebuke of Democrat hypocrisy I've ever heard. That's Lauren Boberts from Colorado. She's a gun activist and just a heck of a speaker. And yeah, I mean, the double standard is thick again, and we're seeing it this morning, Bob.
Yeah, well, you know what? That's good for her. And I think that it's about time we've got some Republicans, and God bless her, standing up and, you know, saying what's on her mind. I mean, we've heard it over and over and again from the leadership on down when it came to Donald Trump and other members of Congress and whatever. Now we've got, hey, how does it feel, Democrats, when you finally get it shoved back into your face?
Yeah, there was no outrage when... That comedian Kathy Griffin held a replica bloodied former President Donald Trump head in her hands. There was no outrage when Madonna said she was going to blow up the White House. There was not even an investigation into that type of thing. There was
they're just spouting their angst and anger. That's all that is. It's free speech. And there's nothing to see there. Nothing like, you know, when Johnny Depp said the same thing. Wonder what happens if you truly try to kill the president. You know, none of that stuff happens to
you. Mean free speech still applies except when the left wants to use it? You can't use the First Amendment at your convenience. It's an amendment given granted to all of us, not a select few of us.
Yeah,
the privilege.
So you think? How dare you think that? It's 828 at WFMD.
Where you live, but we will. 930 WFMD.
The Morning News Express.
I thought you were gone again.
No. I just like the music kind of bring itself up.
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you.
That's what it's all about.
Hey, real quick, Dylan Diggs is on the line. Dylan's a real good friend of the show, and he's the president of the Republican Club of Frederick County. And there's going to be a special dinner in December, Bob, where they are kind enough to let me MC, and former Maryland Governor Robert Ehrlich will be the keynote speaker. Dylan, good morning. How are you, friend?
Morning. How you guys doing?
Good.
We're doing well. So tell us all about this thing. It's the first week of December, right?
So it's the second Thursday of December. So it'll be on December 9th. We encourage everybody to come out. We're going to have it over at the 10th Ward Distillery. We have Governor Bob Ehrlich, who is our great Republican governor elected back in 2002. Before him, like, it had been decades since we had a Republican governor. So it was a big step for us, and we want to hear from him because, look, it's been a hard time for Republicans this past year, but I think 2022 can be, you know, a Republican wave, right? We can bring that wave up from the Potomac, right, and bring it out to Maryland, and we want to hear from Bob Ehrlich. He's selling a book, too, so I encourage folks to come on by. Go to our website, frederickgopclub.com. Go to us on Facebook, you'll be able to be treated to a great Christmas event. We're going to have music. We're going to have fun. We're going to have drinks, we'll have you and Governor Ehrlich, and just a holiday tidings, so I'm excited for it.
Yeah, what a great time that's going to be. Maybe Bob Miller will come out. Yes, no?
I am still recuperating from Christmas Cash for Kids at that time.
At that point. So what do you expect Ehrlich to talk about? The state of the Republican Party? I mean, there's so many things going on within the Republican Party, but I think that really at the forefront, Dylan, is that the county and the city need stronger Republicans to step up and want to challenge some of these progressive Democrats and block some of the things that they want to do.
Yep. And I think Eric will be talking about all that stuff. You know, he's done it before, tried and true in red, not blue. And, you know, and I think you're right. I think at the city, at the county, at the state level, and even at the federal level, we need to be having good candidates that can really prosecute the case about Republican values and conservative values. And I think if we do that, we can win. I think if we talk about what matters to folks, about stuff that's affecting parents, about the costs that are hitting families, about the roads that are congested, about just good governance, I think we can win. I know the city elections were a bummer, but man, these county elections, just wait, because this is going to be a great year for Republicans.
Bob?
We sure hope so that they're going to be, but you got to get the right people to run. I mean, I think that, you know, we saw it in the Republican Party when it came to the city races. Maybe everybody just thought it wasn't going to happen. But I mean, maybe a vetting process should be a little better.
Yeah. And, you know, I'll use this. I mean, this is the moment. Folks need to come out. Folks need to run. We can't just kind of sit back and let another election pass. Folks need to step up. And I think these next few months, the following deadlines in February, the next few months, we're going to see some great candidates come out and really make an argument for the party and make an argument, frankly, for the county, because that's what we need. We need folks that are making arguments for the people, the working men and women of our county.
All right, Dylan, thanks for calling in. We'll talk soon. I look forward to the event. Again, if people want tickets or want to learn more about the Republican Club of Frederick County, what do they have to do?
Go to our website is frederickgopclub.com. You can also check us out on Facebook. We also have a Twitter. Google us. The event is 60 for an individual, 100 for couples, and then, you know, you can also buy a book and you can get it signed and personalized and stuff like that by Governor Ehrlich. So go on our website for all that information, and we would love to see everybody.
All right. Let's
make this county red, all right?
Dylan, thank you so much for spending some morning with us. Have a great day, bud.
Bless you all. Thank you all.
I'll talk to you soon. All right. Dylan Diggs, President, Republican Club of Frederick County, 847 now, WFMD.
So let's just be sure real quick.
Yeah.
He's not related to Stephon Diggs or Trayvon Diggs, right?
I don't know. Dylan, are you related to the wide receiver in the NFL?
He's awesome, but not immediate relationship.
So, yeah, he's not Dylan Diggs.
Yeah, no. And actually, Stephon Diggs, who plays for the Buffalo Bills, went to school, if I'm not mistaken, in Gaithersburg.
Yeah, they're all from Maryland.
Yeah.
Leave it out, Trayvon Diggs.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of Diggses out there.
Dallas Cowboys, who's got eight picks now in the
season.
Yeah,
okay. He's like six away from the record. But the most important one is Dylan, right, Dylan?
That's right. I mean, the Diggses are rising in the NFL. There's still Tay Diggs always out there, but I'm here in Frederick.
Tay Diggs is an actor, though, isn't
right.
he?
Yes, he is.
Yeah.